Blue Man Group, take one.
Blue grease paint and latex head covers bring new life to a vaudevillian concept of performing with actions and not words. Such is the case with the Blue Man Group, an idea conceived in the late 1980s in New York City by three friends. Today, the Blue Man Group has expanded in many different directions.
I think one of the most intriguing thing about the Blue Man character is that, you know, he kind of comes out without any sort of context whatsoever. And he goes through the process of figuring that out during the show, and that becomes the show, that process of figuring out what these people, you know, what kind of show do they want to see here? And he stands and delivers there. You know, there's kind of a hero-clown sort of dichotomy to the character where he doesn't know what he's going to do, but then, you know, his buddies are there to help him kind of figure out what the next move is.
With live stage shows in New York, Boston, Chicago, Las Vegas, London, Berlin, and Amsterdam, the Blue Man Group is always current with their show themes. Artistic director Michael Puck Quinn says the show's creative process is a real team effort.
I wish it was as easy as walking in one day and say, hey, there's this idea for this thing where they throw stuff and catch it in their mouths. It doesn't really work that way. Somebody will walk in, there's, you know, a group of people that come up with the material, and somebody will come in with a kernel of an idea, and then we just do it.
How to Be a Megastar takes the audience through a fun-filled workshop on how to create the perfect rock concert experience. Backed by an 8-piece band, the Silent Trio relies on colorful artistic props and the audience's imagination to tell the story.
Because the Blue Man doesn't speak, the audience is always laying their own story on it. I think a lot of the deeper themes of like the being connected with people and technology and what that means in our world is a global, you know, thing that people get and want to get and experience.
Appearing in a popular American TV commercial has brought more fame to the trio.
Never imagined that it would be this well received and this popular, you know. So I think we're just, you know, blessed with all the success. I mean, who would think that three guys getting bald and blue, not speaking and walking around and doing stuff would be, come, you know, it would just touch so many people, but it does, and it's just been a great ride. I mean, I hope, you know, we can keep taking it to more places and more people and, you know, have more people experience it. I think it's a great time. Everybody leaves having a great time.
I'm Larry London, VOA News.